Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, 9254. This is a very nice, unfortunate 69-year-old black gentleman. Lives at home. He has a caregiver and a provider. Patient is single, has three children from before. When he was 18 years old, he was totally and completely disabled with paraplegia after he was shot in the throat. Period. New paragraph. Patient has had all kinds of pain issues. At one time got addicted to opioids and is on Suboxone and Neurontin at this time. Period. Allergy, none. Period. COVID immunization, none. Next, family history, some kind of leukemia. It's all he knows about his mom and dad. Next number, he has a provider at this time. He lives alone. He does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Period. Surgery, gunshot wound surgery. Surgery is related to his gunshot wound to the throat and a super PB catheter placement. Period. On exam, his blood pressure is 120 over 70. Pulse is 80. Respiration is 18. Well, QSAT is 98%. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash. There is a very thin lower extremities related to muscle wasting, related to paraplegia. Next number, disfigured nose, keloid formation, and the face related to a gunshot wound to the throat. Positive super PB catheter, noted requires changing on a monthly basis, period. New paragraph. An unfortunate 69-year-old gentleman with history of gunshot wound to the throat, paraplegic, super PB catheter, facial disfiguration, weight loss, not doing opioid, history of opioid dependency on Suboxone and Neurontin to control his pain. Patient is requiring more care as far as the caregiver is concerned. And still has provider services. I recommend increasing the time for the provider services. Unfortunately, patient does not have any diagnosis for the end of life and or hospice care at this time. Thank you.